Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonant 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives, repeatedly. Let's think about this. Jesus, the name that charms our fears. Matthew 8:26. And Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. The disciples found themselves in a storm that was threatening to swamp their little boat. All the while, Jesus was asleep. When they woke him, he spoke to the winds and they obeyed. What storm are you facing today that you need to see Jesus calm? Will you give him your fears to charm? That bids our sorrows cease. Luke 7:13. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Jesus spoke those words to a widow whose only son had just died. Might seem strange if we did not read the next lines, which tell us Jesus raises her son back to life. He still has that kind of authority today. In our sorrows, he invites us to trust him and his purposes. What sorrows might Jesus be inviting you to cease today? "'Tis music in the sinner's ears." Mark 2:17. Jesus said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick? I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." And how glad we are that he did. So glad that it is as if his name were actually music in our ears. Can you remember the first time you understood the significance of Jesus' name and all that it accomplishes? Give him praise for making a house call so you, sin-sick as you were, could have your heart healed. "'Tis life and health and peace." John 16:33. "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Peace is not the absence of fear or sorrow. Peace is the presence of God. He is with us, and in his name we find everything we need. Thank Jesus that you can find life and health and peace in him, even when the things in your world may be sick and dying and troubled. Take a few moments and talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind. Or listen to what he's saying to you. And then I'll read our text once more. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.